Unit 2. No Place Like Home. Household Problems. You will hear 5 extracts in which people are talking about their household problems. For questions 1 to 8, choose from the list A to H what household problem each speaker had. Use the letters only once. There are 3 extra letters which you do not need to use. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Speaker 1.
I live in a detached house in the countryside. Including the attic, it has 3 stories. Being in a rural area means you get to be close to nature and see different animals and insects around your area, which is kind of interesting. I often see squirrels hopping around. Squirrels are generally cute, but they can also be annoying. They're notoriously known to gnaw and scratch rooftops and walls. My house was a victim once. I was really shocked that day when I found a hole in the attic ceiling.
Speaker 2.
I moved into a new flat a month ago. It's a decent flat located in the city center. It has 2 spacious bedrooms and all the electrical appliances that I need. My landlord is also very nice. I don't have much to complain about, except that one occasion when the boiler didn't work properly. I had to shower with cold water that day, and it wasn't pleasant at all. Fortunately, the problem was fixed promptly.
Speaker 3.
It's now summer and the weather has become warmer and more humid. It also rains a lot these days. I usually don't mind this kind of weather too much, but when you've got unwelcome guests in your house, that's a different story. Last night was an absolute nightmare. I was about to go to bed, only to find a tribe of cockroaches crawling in the corner of my room. It was probably one of the most horrifying experiences I've ever had in my life.
Speaker 4.
I live in a bungalow down by the riverside. One day, I came home from shopping and immediately realized I was standing in a puddle. I knew the water was coming from the bathroom. I quickly went to check the toilet pipes to see if they were leaking, but there was nothing wrong with the toilet. It was only then I realized that I had left the tap running and the sink was overflowing as it happened to be clogged with hair as well. I had to call the plumber to fix it.
Speaker 5.
It was my wedding anniversary a few days ago. We had planned to celebrate it at home, and I was going to make dinner. It was a decision that we both regretted. That evening, I had all the ingredients prepared and was looking forward to turning them into a delicious feast. I started boiling some water. A while later, I realized the water wasn't boiled and was sitting there cold in a pot. It turned out that the stove was broken.
Now, you will hear this part again. Speaker 1.
I live in a detached house in the countryside. Including the attic, it has 3 stories. Being in a rural area means you get to be close to nature and see different animals and insects around your area, which is kind of interesting. I often see squirrels hopping around. Squirrels are generally cute, but they can also be annoying. They're notoriously known to gnaw and scratch rooftops and walls. My house was a victim once. I was really shocked that day when I found a hole in the attic ceiling.
Speaker 2.
I moved into a new flat a month ago. It's a decent flat located in the city center. It has 2 spacious bedrooms and all the electrical appliances that I need. My landlord is also very nice. I don't have much to complain about, except that one occasion when the boiler didn't work properly. I had to shower with cold water that day, and it wasn't pleasant at all. Fortunately, the problem was fixed promptly.
Speaker 3.
It's now summer and the weather has become warmer and more humid. It also rains a lot these days. I usually don't mind this kind of weather too much, but when you've got unwelcome guests in your house, that's a different story. Last night was an absolute nightmare. I was about to go to bed, only to find a tribe of cockroaches crawling in the corner of my room. It was probably one of the most horrifying experiences I've ever had in my life.
Speaker 4.
I live in a bungalow down by the riverside. One day, I came home from shopping and immediately realized I was standing in a puddle. I knew the water was coming from the bathroom. I quickly went to check the toilet pipes to see if they were leaking, but there was nothing wrong with the toilet. It was only then I realized that I had left the tap running and the sink was overflowing as it happened to be clogged with hair as well. I had to call the plumber to fix it.
Speaker 5.
It was my wedding anniversary a few days ago. We had planned to celebrate it at home, and I was going to make dinner. It was a decision that we both regretted. That evening, I had all the ingredients prepared and was looking forward to turning them into a delicious feast. I started boiling some water. A while later, I realized the water wasn't boiled and was sitting there cold in a pot. It turned out that the stove was broken.
That is the end of the exercise.